Think about that. We expect lots of things, and, you know, we say that in different ways. Sometimes we say, well, what do you expect? You did this, you didn't, what do you expect? Right? We say that sometimes in a different meaning. But we talk about these expectations and things that we expect out of our children, out of our own self, out of the church. We have expectations of the church, don't we? Things that we expect to happen. And man, when those expectations aren't met, we think the world's falling apart. You know, and I think about this Thanksgiving break that, you know, that, well, people involved in school have, and, you know, people get off on, well, hopefully on Thanksgiving, but they celebrate Thanksgiving. A lot of people do that on Saturday, and we have these expectations of what we're going to have, right? We think about all these things going into something. We have all these expectations, and then we have these letdowns. Dude, I really enjoyed the week just trying to get ready and do things here at the church and get ready for the community Thanksgiving dinner, and I got to spend some time with Kent and Natalie and the kids, and so on Tuesday, they said, let's go to Cooper's Rock. Okay, let's go to Cooper's Rock. So it's a nice family outing at Cooper's Rock. But I've been there a couple times to do a couple weddings, but I never noticed these signs. There's these signs, and they're blue, and it has this swirly thing, okay? And on the end, it has this little indentation thing. So we're driving through there about the third one. I said, what is that sign? And I realized that sign was like rattlesnake. There's rattlesnakes at Cooper's Rock. And I'm like, oh, man. Ooh. I mean, I'm on for family concert. I just don't know about this. And then it's Cooper's Rock. There's rocks everywhere. That's why there's all these signs for rattlesnake. But everybody said, just stay calm. It's cold out. And it was. It was cold out. And so really, I was expecting, I'm not joking, I was expecting, like, this to go bad. I mean, I really was. I was expecting there to be snakes. And there was. So thank God for that. And what a beautiful experience that was. We hiked together as a family, and I took some time to thank God for the beauty, just looking over the earth that He's created, and just being so thankful for that. And I did enjoy that, but I was expecting, you know, oh gosh, it might be cold, but they might come out. But we had a good time. No one got hurt. We had a few trips. No one got hurt. And so I suggested to my brother that we go to this place in Morgantown. You know, they brought the dog, Ellie. Now, you see, I'm not really a dog fan. And I like dogs, but I don't know. I just remember a long time ago when my dad was running for mayor in Shinston, we were campaigning for him, and Kent got bit by a dog. It was horrible. My dad even lost. It was just a bad experience. Didn't win for mayor. Got bit by a dog. I remember one time from Shinston Primary School, walking home, there was a dog right there, and Greco's, everyone who lived there, their name is Mr. Greco, that dog took off after me and chased me all the way through the basketball court, down through the yard. I just really never wanted a dog. But when Kent brings the dog, I'd be the nice brother, we're going to love the dog, right? The dog's staying at Dad's house. We even let Ellie come to our house for Thanksgiving. He didn't bring it first, and said, can Ellie come? Yes, Ellie can come. But let me tell you why I don't have a dog. Because dogs are like people, right? We have to take care of people, okay? We have to do things for people, right? Especially when they're children. So I said, let's go to the Mountain State Brewery for lunch. So we did. And we're not taking a dog there. And he said, well, no. I said, we need the dog. We're going to leave in the van. Okay, so we can't take a dog in there. Well, what was it? Kent said, shopping. Jake said, I'm not going to shop. Okay, come with us. So we go in the parking lot. And they pull out, we pull around, and there's Kent and all the kids, like, out of the van, in front of the brewery. I'm thinking, what's the thing on fire? Like, oh my God, Ellie just blew up. Come smell this, all over the van. Now that is why I do not have a dog. So, the rest of you can ride home with us if you want. But I'll tell you what, it was horrible. Oh my gosh, and they paid someone to clean it, and the ride home, it was a little bit better cleaned up, the puke. And so then on Thursday, I'm thinking, that dog pukes in here. That's going to be the end of it. But I think the dog ate some things outside. there. Maybe, I don't know, Kinston, maybe some vomit from another dog was laying there. But, so, you see, not, we weren't expecting that. Kent was not expecting that to happen. And really, from Tuesday on, I mean, they didn't really use the van, and they had to go home in the van, and we didn't, but we still had a great time together. I really enjoyed Cooper's Rock. We had a great Thanksgiving. But see, we had these things happen. Well, man, I wasn't expecting that, was I? You know, we had these expectations, and thinking about that on Thursday, I thought, man, a lot of the people from our community expect a Thanksgiving dinner. Not necessarily want a free meal, but they're expecting that because they can't afford to do that. And people call me here and say, hey, we need to give those clothes away because we're giving away clothes on Saturday, too, in the parsonage. So if you have any winter clothes or coats, we'll take those. People call, hey, are you giving away coats on Saturday? Yeah, we're not giving the coats. So, I don't know. We think about expecting things, and people do expect a lot of the church, as I've already said. But we as a church are, I believe, expected to meet needs, and God calls us to do that. So thinking about these expectations, and what are you expecting? What are you expecting out of the rest of this year? What are the expectations that haven't been met yet? You've got about a month to do them, right? Or what are the expectations for you on Christmas? Today's Bethany's birthday, and she's expecting to get the Christmas stuff out today. I don't know. I'm one of them, right? So we expect we'll get some of that up, right? So we have these expectations. You know, kids expect, oh, it's going to be 1 week of school. Oh, yeah, 2 more weeks of school left, or 3 more weeks. It's going to be horrible. Well, what is it we're expecting? We think of this whole idea of Advent, isn't it? We come in like this candle, and it represents hope. We're expecting. What are we expecting? What are you hoping for? And as we looked in Scripture this morning, it's telling us to be ready for something. To be expecting something. And we as Christians, you know, we know that Christ was born and he died and he rose again. We believe that really we're celebrating at Christmas time his birth, but we believe that he's coming again sometime, right? We need to be expecting that. We need to be preparing and ready for that. That's why we're so adamant here and always have been about children's and youth ministry. You can read all the facts here. Every time I go to a meeting with pastors, and a youth pastor's talking about you got to get kids when they're young. You got to get them in church. You got to tell them about Jesus. You got to make those decisions before they get to a certain age. So we have these expectations that and we're expecting this Christ to come again, but not everybody understands that he even came first. Right? It was even born. You know, and they talk about all this Black Friday stuff. I mean, and everybody's out shopping, and there were some tragic things that happened on Black Friday, and this is supposed to be a joyful, happy time of the year. Well, we're expecting more than all that, right? We're expecting a Savior. And so as we look in Scripture this morning, just as we're thinking about our expectations of Christmas and the days that come ahead, and again, it's okay to be joyful and celebrate Christmas, right? You know what I'm really bummed out about today? I'm really bummed out that we don't have all the pretty lights up. I mean, our sanctuary is beautiful during Advent. I'm just really missing that thing. Now, in thinking of expectations, we were expecting to be in the sanctuary by now, and that just didn't work out. And it may not work out before Christmas, and that's okay, right? Because God is still good, and we're going to worship Him. We have these expectations, and sometimes we don't meet our expectations. Boy, it can make you mean, it can make you angry, it can make you cranky, and people don't want to move around. Now, that's the truth. When we don't meet these expectations, we get all bummed out about it. But we're expecting something bigger than all those things. Yes, Christmas is a time to be together and celebrate and have gifts and party. I'm all for that. But if that's all you're expecting, you'll probably be disappointed. Matthew 24, verse 36. It says, No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. As is written in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. So we think about these expectations. You think about even Mary and Joseph, you know, and the expectations of the Savior being born, right? And when people are expecting a baby, then there are all these preparations that have to be made. Wow. In Matthew 24, verse 36 says we just don't know. We don't know anything, right? We're not guaranteed of anything. But right now, we're not really guaranteed of tomorrow. So here we are today trying to do our best to do our kingdom work and share and spread God's love. And it goes on into verse 38. Oh, sorry. 38. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Now think about that. You expecting a flood? I mean, and they knew nothing about what would happen. We are just living as it should. Just living, right? Just as we are preparing and getting ready for Christmas. And they knew nothing about what was going to happen. And in this scripture this morning, it tells us that we've got to be ready. I say that every day. I get up in the morning and I say, God, use me today. Yeah, I've always said this. Use a pencil and not a pen. Someone asked me about that the other day. People have been here for a while, using a pencil, not a pen. We just don't know what's going to happen. I remember one time I was in Waynesburg, and I had all these props and calendars and stuff, and I was filling the pulpit when we had our group that was singing, and we went there to sing. And so I used all these props and, you know, talking about God can change anything. And so at the end of the first service, the second service is about to start, and the head deacon comes up and says, Pastor, that was an awesome message. But hey, now the second time, you're going to be on the radio. So you're not going to be able, you're showing us all this stuff. So you're going to have, I just want to make sure. Well, you knew you were on the radio. Which I knew I was going to be on the radio. And I thought, oh, okay. So my whole message, okay, right now, I'm holding a calendar. Right now, I'm holding a pencil with an eraser because God can change our plans. And right here, we don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, you got an idea where you need to be after church today. You got an idea where you need to be this week. But God can change all those things. And think about it. Life is normal as usual for the people with Noah, and then all of a sudden, it's about to happen. And it says here, that is how it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. Yeah, we're anticipating the birth of Jesus, and we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus. But right now, in 2019, we know that he's going to come. It could be today. We won't even need a sanctuary, right? It might be tomorrow, right? I mean, think about that. We get all bent out of shape over all these things we're expecting. We get cranky and have bad attitudes. But really, there's no need to. Expect what God has for you. Two men will be in the field, and one will be taking it, and the other left. Now, we heard that, we read that scripture, you know, the movies that tell about that, and two women will be grinding at the handmill, one will be taken, and the other left in the last days. Man, this is talking about something that's going to happen that we're being told about scripturally, and we got to be ready for it. Therefore, keep watch. That's most important. In verse 42, it says, keep watch. Are we doing that? Yeah, we're expecting things to happen, and we want things to happen, but man, when it doesn't work out that way, you say, okay, God, you have a different plan. So when you get up in the morning and begin a new day, you realize, man, God's blessing with another day. Maybe you should say, God, I expect what will happen today is what you want to have. That's what I expect. I expect God's will be done in my life today. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. So here we are today, and we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. We're going to come and remember Jesus on the cross, his birth and his death, and at the same time preparing for him to come again, because we believe that to be true. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know. What's that mean, keep watch? Just keep watch. I mean, the other day, a couple weeks ago, this kid said to the lunch line, I don't know, he dropped his milk or something, I don't know. Maybe they were having chicken and he didn't want chicken or whatever. And he said, my Savior's name, JC, just went, Jesus. And I reacted in a great way, I thought. Where's he at? That's like, where's he at? And Mr. Ellis just about fell out of his chair because he was sitting with his son. He said, Mr. Ellis, what is happening? He said, Jesus Christ is here. I'm just looking for him. And Mr. Ellis, you know what to do. That kid just looking at me and said, put your number in there. Put your number in the computer. And he went out and said, Mr. Ellis, man, I have never, ever heard anyone respond like that. That was great. Pastor Lou. See, he keeps reminding me of this. He said, see, that's why you're here. I said, no, don't say that. He should not be saying stuff like that. But I said, but he could be here, right? I mean, could show up today. We got to be ready. How do you get ready for that, right? I don't know. Again, I just get up in the morning and say, God, just, you know, I get up in the morning and say, God, hope the car starts. But it doesn't happen to the car drive. Hope the car starts. I get where I'm supposed to be. And we have these expectations. Maybe you should just get up in the morning and say, I'm ready. God, just, I expect great things to happen today because I serve an awesome God. Maybe they all really turn out to be great. And I think about, you know, I was thinking about this whole idea of expectations. And, you know, when you get something you're really not expecting, maybe they're not expecting a shoebox in Nigeria. And they end up with a shoebox. They really weren't, they were expecting to get nothing. Because a lot of people expect to get nothing at Christmas because there's no means to it. There's no way. And every year, so I'm not going to get anything for Christmas. I never do. And see, expectations can turn out to be awesome because when we do what God tells us to do, we could actually change people's perspective. And their expectations become filled with hope. So what are you hoping for? What are you expecting? But understand this, it says, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would have not let his house be broken into. Exactly. I mean, it's kind of like when they have DUI checks. It's all over the news. It's in the paper. Hey, we're going to have a DUI check down there by Big L. So if you're drunk, you probably shouldn't drive down there, right? I mean, come on. I mean, really. If you walk into the store and say that we have cameras here and everything's bugged in here, you probably shouldn't steal anything, right? I mean, that's not really how it goes, right? If we know we're living, man, if we knew that Jesus was coming tomorrow, we should probably hurry and get the sanctuary done ourselves, right? No, we do that, right? But it says to be ready. And you guys know this, right? You think, wow, yeah, I'm expecting this thing, and all of a sudden something comes down, someone gets hurt, someone gets sick, and you end up in an entirely different place. But we serve the risen Savior, and our hope's in Him. All those things that we weren't expecting are okay, because God's in control, right? So in verse 44, it says, so you also must, we're expecting Him to come. I expect God to work in my life every day. I expect the Holy Spirit to move and work and help me every day. I expect that, because I know that God's going to provide that. And I expect other things to happen and hope other things will happen, just like you. But I believe if we put all of our hope in Him and expect this God who loves us, that sent His Son who was born first, and then He went to the cross for us, man, how can I expect anything less? God's going to take care of you, and He certainly has. Expectations, wow, what are you expecting? What are you expecting for tomorrow? What are you expecting this Christmas? I know we hope and pray that people that we love and people that we know and all people everywhere would learn to love Jesus and not be angry and hateful and do horrible things themselves and other people. We hope for that. But this scripture this morning really just talking about you. Just get yourself ready, right? Be ready. And I believe that in your being prepared and expecting the King to come, I believe if you're doing those things that God calls us to do by being loving and kind and compassionate and helping others in need when you can and smiling because you have the joy of Jesus in your heart, that, wow, that can certainly change others' expectations and certainly their heart. As we go to prayer this morning, just ask you that question. What is it you're expecting? We expect a lot, again, from people and ourselves. And I think we expect a lot of God. We pray and say, God, I expect you to answer this prayer right now. Well, my prayer is, God, I know your will is going to be done. That's all I'm expecting. I just want what you want. Let's go to Him. Father, as we sit and listen right now, trying real hard to be still. This last week was hectic for most of us here at the church, in our own lives and families. Sometimes we just need to be still. Sit still and be quiet. And know what it's all about. Kind of come back to focus and realize that all my expectations or Emmanuel. My hope is in Jesus. My hope is in the God who loves me and sent his son Jesus to live, suffer, and die, and rise again, and he's going to come. God, as we begin this Advent season, I believe we are waiting and knowing that you're coming. We believe that. Help us to be ready in that by helping others, getting things right in our own heart as we come to this table today, getting things right with you. God, we just love you this morning. God, we love you every day. I thank you for this church. Always been thankful for this church. But we certainly always try to help other people. That's what you ask of us. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what our community expects us to do. But God, you bless us for it. And God, we thank you for that this morning. So God, as we prepare our hearts to come to the table, God, help us just to take a few minutes, just to listen to you and what you might be calling us to do or expecting us to do or wanting us to do or calling us to do or what it is you have for us in this coming year. Yeah, we have our own expectations. But God, may we follow you and that your will may be most important. May our expectations fall into that. But God, may you come first. God, if there's anyone here this morning that's never given their heart to Jesus, I pray they do that this morning. They don't understand what you need, I pray they surrender and come to you. And know that our hope is in you. Any decisions that need to be made this morning, God, before we come to this table, right there where we are, not worrying about anything else, or being distracted by what might happen next, but focusing on that. God, you need us right here in this place. God, we love you and thank you. We ask for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.